Okay, Dvar Halacha, Thursday night. There's actually a chiyuv midrabbanan that a person should check their mezuzahs. The lashon and chazal is twice every seven. The lashon and the poskim twice every 7 years. The poskim say it means once every 3.5 years. Mezuzahs more so than tefillin, because mezuzahs exposed to the elements. The outside, it's exposed to paint, it's exposed to moisture, retivut, can be exposed to all sorts of things, and therefore there's a chiyuv midrabbanan to check your mezuzahs ever so often, as I said, once every 3.5 years, more so whenever there's a reason to think that it might have been affected by something. Tefillin doesn't have that chiyuv for many reasons, but the Aruch HaShulchan writes that one should be machmir by tefillin as well. The Mishnah Brura brings down that the custom is to check it. In fact, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and many other sources say that there is a minig by certain people to check it once a year. And the minig has in many places become to check it in Elul. Or if you're checking it once every 3.5 years, also approximately 3.5 years, so you try to work it out for Elul. Now, tefillin can be affected by a lot of things. I'm saying the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan say that you should be machmer by tefillin as well. Mezuzahs ikar adin. Tefillin could be affected by sweat. The botim and ritzuos, the blackness could be affected without you realizing it. The ritzuos could become too narrow at certain points without you realizing it. It could lose the blackness, we said. Many times the Ritzua, let's say, around the Shel Rosh with the Kesher, it's not a good fit anymore, and it doesn't sit snugly in its proper place. It's too big, it's too small, and it has to sit, b'kshira. It has to be a proper fit. And a batim can warp from sometimes. So it's certainly a good idea to follow what the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan say, even if it's not an absolute chiyuv, but to check it at least ever so often, and the mezuzahs certainly. And therefore, to this end, Leo Gurman, where is he? Is he here? He was here before. Okay, so he arranged. We have a sofer coming. You look outside, there's a sign-up sheet from HaSofer on Rehov Strauss in Yerushalayim. There's going to be an arrangement to make it easy for you. We don't want to make it hard on anyone. So in Elul, there's going to be, you look at the sign-up sheet, there will be checking loaner tefillin. He lends mezuzahs too, if you want to check your mezuzahs. And everything's on the sheet, how it works. You give it in the morning, you get it back at night, or you don't get it back at night, whatever the case may be. So that's to help you do this coming Elul, Habo Oleinu Letova.